How is it that I always get stuck with you on rooftop stakeout duty?
I'm sorry, Stu, are we not friends?
It's Eustace, and we never were.
Tease.
Shut up and sit down.
Fine.
Ow.
What now?
Sat on my dice.
Is that a euphemism?
No. See? Actual metal dice.
Where did you get those?
The crazy woman. But you can buy them at MetallicDiceGames.com.
MetallicDiceGames.com?
Yeah, and you can get 10% off from the Rancor's brothel. Or was that for the brothel?
Cecil.
Sorry, what? Yes. 10% off at checkout using code RBP10.
MetallicDiceGames.com, promo code RBP10?
Correct, my friend.
Yeah, we still aren't friends.
Don't care. Damn it.
What is it this time?
I have to pee again.
Just go.
Fine, but no peeking.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Nope, not gonna happen.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. Why didn't we go with the ball-shaving one?
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
All right, so you guys slept it off after a zombie attack.
Zombie.
If you remember that. That's
yes.
The thing that happened.
I do.
Wake up the next day. You are supposed to be translating today to Crowhollo.
We're still doing that even after the zombie attack?
Yes, because we have to figure out where the spiral dust is coming from, like the majority of it.
But we saw that person.
What person?
That hooded figure, remember? I saw it.
I believe you saw that. No one else.
The ghost.
And I told them about it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with that? I don't remember.
Nothing. You don't know
you
anything
said
about,
anything
it.
About it.
You saw what appeared to be someone in a hood who then seemed to disappear. I don't remember if you did.
She's a spy. I don't remember her
I
saying
did.
It.
You did said you? I saw it out of my peripheral.
Is that all the detail you have written down?
I don't think we got much, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was like I saw it on my peripheral. It was a hooded figure. Something about how like it was controlling the people and then it left.
Yep.
Like that's,
it
that's
like
what
it.
You assumed, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because one of the zombie things, like it did something and the zombie things did something and then it disappeared.
Yeah, so, it seemed like they were all reacting together.
Yeah, it was like reacting to it.
All right, what are you guys doing this morning?
I'm saying bye to my cat buddy.
We named the cat. What was the cat's
name? It was
Buddy.
Was
it Buddy?
Yeah, Buddy.
Buddy the cat.
Buddy the cat. And I guess I'm just going to say bye and try to group up where we're supposed to go. I would assume the portal
the
room?
Recursion lab
recursion
whatever
room.
They call it.
Do you
it.
Have somebody to give feed and water, Buddy?
I gave her a giant bowl of food, a fresh box, litter box,
doesn't
and
matter.
I said good luck.
Because once she can see the bottom, there's no food in there.
That's true.
Hopefully it won't take that long, so I'll be back in a week, hopefully. I have no idea. You'll be fine. Good luck. I'm not the best cat person, I guess.
Just leave the bag open.
Yeah, you'll find it.
And the sink running. Cat will be fine.
All right, so you guys head to the recursion lab, I assume?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so Hertzfeld is down there. He greets you. It appears you guys are headed to Crowhollo today.
Yeah, this will be our first time off Earth, I guess.
No, we went to the dragon.
Yeah, I remember you played
tic-tac-toe
dragon.
Yes, but we didn't change.
This will be your first time recursing into a new
body.
Body, yeah.
That they didn't make us do that in school.
I mean, you probably would have had training, but you wouldn't have been for a mission.
Well, yeah. That's probably true.
Well, it doesn't hurt. You'll be fine.
Is this like Animorphs? Or is this going to be like Wolfman in London, whatever. Teen Wolf in London, where we transformed. Is it painful? I don't even know.
No,
I
read a little
bit. You just said this. It didn't hurt.
Does it hurt? All right.
Yeah, the only thing with translations is like you'll... If we're doing it on our own, there's like a recovery thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll feel like, depending on how good we do or how bad we do, we'll feel like a little woozy afterwards. Yep, but that's about it. It's just like minor lightheadedness and things like that.
Yeah, he says, we don't have a gate to Crow Hollow, but we do have the feather that I believe was Keaton, I believe, showed you. I believe it was Keaton, your SO.
Yeah.
So he pulls out the feather from the box and walks you to a room in the back where you will have to recurse by using the feather as the whatever you want to call it. He's leaving you to your own devices to translate. You will have to translate yourselves.
I don't remember how to do that.
Let's do it. We just jump through the portal, right?
It's not a portal.
There's
then.
No. He said they don't.
Oh
have
yeah,
a,
there's a feather.
They don't have a gate to there.
It's the port key. I mean,
it kind of is a port key.
Portal.
I mean, it's what they have to get you there.
Kind of like the snow globe that we had, but
yep. Oh yeah,
snow globe was a trap.
Oh, but it's such a cool trap.
Snow globe was a cipher that literally shot you there.
I know.
It was a pretty trap, though. I'll forgive it.
So it's a 4-hour trance.
Not if it's you cut that down by
yes, people
helping each other.
People helping.
Right.
Yeah.
It can be cut in half or down to 10 minutes or less if characters work together to hasten the translation.
Right. So I believe you are the best to
initiate
it. And was it Josh that was the best to hasten?
I quicken because I'm a spinner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one of you did...
And vectors do something.
Right. So either one of you can...
They ease it?
Ease it. Right. So it would take you about 10 to 15 minutes.
But then I think someone else can do something as well because there's...
I don't think it stacks. I think it's just three people, and then everyone goes.
Yeah, but we have to... I have to roll.
I hope we end up in Innsmouth. And Lucas just has like a Call Cthulhu campaign ready to go.
So what is the level for Crow's Hollow?
3. So you need a 9 or higher.
So I need a 9 or higher. Okay.
Do you have anything in your... anything in your skills or anything that makes translating easier or better? You guys are full on ciphers, right?
I only have one, but I have 3 written down, so I handed them off to people.
Yeah, see, okay. I have one, and I have the meditation.
Oh, no, we have the water. So remember you picked up the things, but they weren't actually cards.
Oh, that's right. Yep. You had to pick up some
stuff. I have like the water that the next action is decreased by 3 steps.
Yeah, it was like stem packs and...
And then...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I had a cap that restored number of hit points to IP.
Sorry, stem packs is from Fallout.
Yeah.
It's not a stem pack.
And then I think you had a water and I think you had...
No, you guys split it up. I have 2 modules.
I don't remember what it was. I just remember it's +4 to my imp pool when I use it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't you, Derek, you picked up a crown?
Yes.
But it changed into something else probably when you came back?
Yep. A golden crown. It was turned into a copper coin. It was for Acid Nullfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was a card.
I
forgot. Okay. So you need to roll.
Okay.
Is that an intelligence-based roll? Because you can
assume,
spend effort on it.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
If it's... Paradox based.
Do it.
Now we were doing effort and stuff wrong, weren't we?
Yeah, we did effort wrong like first half of last session. So you spend, when you spend a point of effort, you spend 3 points out of the pool.
Mm-hmm. But I have an edge of 1, so I'd only spend 2.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then if for every edge after that, it is 1 less. So if you spend 2 effort, wait, are we talking about effort or edge? Effort.
Both.
Effort.
Yeah, so. First effort is 3 points, and then every one after that is only 2. So if you spend 2, it'll be 5 total points.
Correct.
Right.
And then you subtract your edge from that.
And that's yes.
I mean, it's a 9. Do we want to...
Yes.
It's up to you.
You want me to spend effort?
That's up to you.
Oh, yeah. It's up to you. Choices.
RPGs. I didn't roll any of my dice today to like find out. Hold on. I'm going to roll my D20s to see which one is good.
I love choices.
Well, clearly not those two. All right. I'm not going to spend effort. I'm just going to see if it works. Sorry,
just
guys.
Just a hard roll. Let's do it.
20!
Nice. I almost called that too, but I was like, I better not jinx it.
Then I guess I don't have to look that up.
It's a nat 20 too.
Yeah, you grab this feather and you're just like, yeah, I know where I'm going. And just, I mean, it's because of the 20, it's not going to take you that long. I'm not even going to give you, it's not going to take you 10 minutes like it should. It's pretty instant. You get it.
It's almost like a Porky.
Kind of. You don't even with the 20, there's no recovery or anything.
Everybody feels great. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're not fatigued or anything. You're all good to go.
Yeah.
You all appear directly in the center of a market.
That's not suspicious.
Also, just for future reference, people can join in and helping transitions or hasting and easing, but since we have one of each,
yeah,
we don't need someone else's to help.
Gotcha.
So, like, if we didn't have a spinner, more than one person could help hasten, but it wouldn't be as quick because one spinner can hasten it down to 10 minutes.
Okay. Cool.
So you guys arrive, and what you know is called the Glittering Market.
This is bizarre.
Is it glittering?
You're correct. It is a bizarre.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
That was the pun. Yeah, is it actually glittering, or is it like just because of all the jewels?
Is it
stuff?
Like crows, where everything is shiny?
I mean, not really. No, you look around and you see, you realize that you're in a market surrounded by multiple humanoid crow people.
We are also probably humanoid crow people.
As you
look
around and look at each other, you do realize that you are crow people. If this was Cthulhu, I'd make you roll sand.
With a nat 20, come on now.
Everyone rolled two dice.
When you look around,
crow people.
You look around, you see all kinds of little shops for various things, whether it's food, trinkets, what have you. You look up and around you, you realize you're standing in the center of what is a massive tree, a tree so large that you can't see the top. You can't see the tips of the branches from any direction. It just disappears into the darkness above you.
Dang.
And it is very apparent that you're in a place that honestly, you're probably in awe of what you're looking at. Everything is, for the lack of a better term, it looks a little elvish. There are little bridges and little shacks, little homes, little shops all around you that go up and down all of the branches of this place. As well as what appear to be, what look like string lights, for lack of a better term. They look
like little
lights.
Flower, like fireflies, like pinned together, so they're like... No, that's what
sure
I'm imagining.
Here that you can't
that sounds
see.
Right.
I'm assuming they're lanterns, probably.
This
probably not
this,
fire.
This is basically what you're seeing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So
ooh,
it's not.
Ooh, ah.
It's woody and elvish and
yes.
Little dancing tea lights everywhere.
But not so much to where there's like open sky bringing a lot of sunlight.
Right,
down.
It's very dark.
It's incredibly
more like
dark.
An underground. Well, mole people. Think mole people.
But you're not underground. You're
right. It's
in
you're
a
in
a very
tree.
Big tree.
But it's woody and dark.
Like
we're
like
the
to
Keebler
repeat?
Elves.
Would you like me to repeat the stuff that you know about this area?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, please.
Get me in the mood.
Oops. Crow Hollow. Yep, you guys know that this operates under the laws of magic and mad science. Everyone is a humanoid crow. The Glittering Market trades goods from many different recursions. making it an amazingly cosmopolitan bazaar for a place hosted in the branches of a giant tree. You also know about the Beak Mafia, that they are basically the controlling force in Crow Hollow. Probably best to stay on their good side. You also know who Wyclef Druid is. He is he's the leader of the Druid family, which is the largest family of the Beak Mafia. And you know that Donna Ilsa, as you guys have been trying to find, is also part of that.
So, do we only know of one family right now? How many families do we know about?
Just the two.
What were they again?
Druid. The Druid family.
The Drew?
Druid. Like Druid, but without the I.
It's D-R-O-O-D.
Like dude, but Druid.
And actually, no. You only know of one family. Sorry. You know that Donna Ilsa is from here. That's all you know.
But you know that there are other families. There's just not named. Sorry.
Wonder if there's a way to... we could probably gather information on other families if needed. It probably won't be too hard, but... try and do it inconspicuously. Like, I don't want to just be like, hey... who are some powerhouse families around here?
Yeah. hey, do you guys know the Druid family? Is there a bar? I'm going to go old school here. Tavern? Yeah, is there a tavern?
You probably can find a tavern of some kind, sure.
Water and hole.
I don't necessarily... So here's what I was thinking. Because I can use my spin identity and pretend to be either of the family or of another family. The only thing is my spin identity doesn't actually... make me look different. It convinces the other person that I am a part of that group or organization or what, say.
So you probably want to pick a different family.
Maybe it depends on what we're doing. Like, if
you could just be a new lackey. Like a hitman or a collector.
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing, is like I could be like just, yeah, something simple like that, but I mean, it's different if they're having a party, so, or like if the Don's having a wedding or something.
There you go.
Like, who's all invited to the wedding? Who's all invited to the party? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm from this family. They're like, those are our enemies, and we get attacked on sight, you know? But, okay. But that information is probably not going to be easy to
get.
I guess if all else fails, I could always, if it comes down to it, I could just say I'm part of the Druid family and hope it works, but we have options. We can investigate.
We might hear some other names as we go on.
That is true, too.
So the big thing that we're trying to find is Donna Crow, right?
That's who,
Donna, I have it written down, too. Crow. Well, I'm erasing this word.
They are crows. Spelled K-R-O, by the way.
K-R-O.
That's what they... it's spelled K-R-O.
I've been doing the C-R-O-W-E.
All right, crow.
You're all adding right letters. And
I
they
am.
Don't even care.
Yeah.
They just take them off.
Donna Ilsa. All right.
So you guys are in the market. What do you want to do? You can
finish.
Shop.
Gravel.
You can walk around and shop if you want. I mean...
finish my crunchy bit first.
Dang.
So our main importance is to find Donna Ilsa, but in order to do that, like, we have to get information without showing who we are.
Yeah, you guys don't exactly have badges here anymore.
Right. No, and we don't want that. What we want to do is infiltrate the system. We at least need to find out information so we can find Donna Ilsa without going up to people and being like, hey, have you seen this woman? Crow. Whatever she is.
Do we know if, like, she is tied to Don Wyclef, right?
She's tied to that family.
Okay, somehow.
Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately...
Are we just supposed to be bringing her back in?
Yeah, I don't remember what we were supposed to do with her.
Was that our goal? Was
like, why were we trying to find her?
You're trying to figure out You're trying to figure out where all this spiral dust is coming from.
Got it, yes, because, right. Okay.
Her name popped up in a computer from Lydia Nance.
Gotcha.
As the person that was bringing her the stuff.
She was the crow image on the computer.
Right.
Dark hair, black eyes, crooked nose.
So we could, yeah, because Lydia was scared of her. Yes? Or yes. Made it seem so.
Yes, she was. She wasn't sure how she was getting in and out of the basement.
Mm. Right.
Because she doesn't even know she's a crow, does she? Because she just said she had, like, dreams
she
or something.
She had a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's right.
But she's never actually seen her in her crow form.
Right.
Okay.
Cool.
Got it.
Okay, that's what it was.
So I guess bringing her in wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing, but if we can find out information without having to go through the hassle of trying to bring her in, then...
Right. So we need to be inconspicuous, Jimmy.
Man... So boring.
That being said,
he sees one hot crow and he's gonna be all over her.
That being said,
I'm so smooth.
Going to the bar, maybe where Jimmy doesn't drink, is a good idea.
Oh man, he found those quarter pitchers last time.
Yeah,
I know. And this new beer could be really tasty.
But he gets a little lackadaisical when he's drunk.
We also see if they sell spiral dust here. I have no idea.
Right, but you can't go around asking for spiral dust.
Could you not? I don't know.
It's an option, I guess.
It's an option. Yeah.
And that's how, whether or not it's a good idea.
You can do anything you want in these games, I hear.
And that's how Jimmy end up in bird jail.
Yeah.
Jailbird.
All right, so we can go shopping, or we can go to a tavern, or... We could start punching people.
Let's not punch people.
Right. Dang. That was my cool option. That's all I got.
If this was Call of Cthulhu, I would say let's not split the party, but it's not.
You still split the party even then. What kind of blasphemy is that?
It's what creates most of the fun.
Exactly.
I mean, I think we should just kind of mingle around for at least a little while, kind of get our bearings, just talk to people. I mean, we have to pretend like we know what's going on here, essentially. Because if we act like we're new, they're not going to give us information. They're going to assume there's something wrong with us. If we get in too far deep, we're dead.
That's right.
It's a mafia. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
Mingle.
Yeah, I think I'll hit up a tavern. If there's one nearby.
I'm going with him.
Okay.
Otto, watch Jimmy.
I'm going with Otto.
No promises.
Are you going to go shopping or anything?
Shopping for a good taste of liquid. That was horrible.
I mean, to be fair, you don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
Or even if it's...
Yeah, I mean,
even
it's
if
crows.
It, even if it's alcoholic-based, it may not even be alcoholic-based, but we'll see.
It's bird feed.
Dang it. Suet. Warm suet.
Here's some insects.
There's got to be like a catnip form for.
I don't know. That, it might actually be tasty to us though. I don't know how translations work that way. Like with your new body.
I don't know.
Maybe you'll.
If you translate, are you accustomed to their food?
Yeah.
Oh,
ideally,
sweet.
You are a creature. You're essentially a creature from that place.
Like I said, I mean, it might.
Some weird stuff.
Yeah. It might look nasty to us, but it might actually taste good because of our.
Worms.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't eat those normally?
They're free, I thought. They just come out of the ground.
Please project your jokes into the mic.
I did not do that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hit up a tavern. I'm not too worried about shopping right now.
Yeah, okay. I think just like, mingling about, talking to people.
Yeah, okay. I mean, as you guys walk around, you see there's definitely a lot of weird trinkets and things. Some of them put off vibes.
Anything good?
Good vibes?
I mean, bad you wouldn't know vibes. If you're not shopping. So you go into a tavern.
Lucas is a dick. You can't cut that.
Sorry.
Let's keep talking.
You guys find a tavern called the Black Feather. You walk in and you
How
see.
Cliche.
Right? You can walk in and you, you see. Quite a few patrons. Sense of time here is maybe a little strange because of how dark it is. There's not really a sun or a moon visible, so you have really no idea what time of day it will be. You walk in, there's, you know, a bartender kind of gives you a wave. What can I do for you?
I wasn't expecting to be greeted.
I know, me either.
What hospitality?
A round of drinks, please.
What are you having?
What do you recommend?
The mulberry is not bad.
Let's do that.
What she said.
And who's paying?
I will.
Excellent. So awesome. He pours out four mulberry beers.
Mm-hmm. This is what she's
and favorite. And reaches out his hand to shake yours.
To shake mine.
Good luck. Can you do it well?
He probably wants you to hand the money that way.
All right. So that's
assumption.
I don't know how much money it is.
It'd be one crow coin apiece.
All right. So I give him four crow coins because I came with money.
You have to shake his hand.
Well, I shook his hand. Obviously, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. So you shake his hand.
Uh-huh.
It's four crow coin. So when you shake his hand and he pulls away, four little coins appear in his hand.
Oh.
Please remove 4 points from your might pool.
Might pool, jeez. Ooh. You guys are welcome.
Whoa.
Now you know how crow coin works.
It's blood money.
Ba-dunch. So you check your little bag of coin that you brought with you. It has not depleted.
Whoa, you killed people for that.
Have a seat if you can find one.
Interesting.
I'm going to put out my hand to Sebastian.
You guys should be at full, right?
Yeah.
Stevie hits his hand. Yeah. They start walking. Yeah. Wait,
it's weird having these feathery fingers.
Does that make you feel like woozy? Because, I mean, that's all might, right? Yeah,
does so it hurt? Like,
I mean, it doesn't hurt, but you do feel a little drained. You suddenly feel a little tired.
I'm assuming these guys don't fully understand what just happened.
They have no idea what just happened.
So we're going to grab our drinks and we'll go sit down and I will explain what just happened.
That you feel a little depleted for some reason.
And all of a sudden there was random coins in the guy's hand and that my coin purse is completely full.
All I saw was that money just appeared when shaking hands. So I was like, Sebastian. No one wants to
try. That's why Stevie hits your hand down like, no.
You got health.
It makes me wonder, like, what happens, like, does it have to be, like...
I think there has to be an agreement.
Right? Does it have to be, like, consent? Like, can you not just, like, mug someone and just, like, shake their hand and steal all their money? drain them of their life and get rich?
We can test this out. But no one wants to. All right, cool. All right, we're sitting down.
Let's refrain from doing it from each other for now.
Man. All right. We're at the table now. Okay. I'm going to try the drink.
Well, we're going to find spots.
Yes. Hopefully.
So, is there like a table or is there just like random seats in different places? Yeah, you can find a
table. It's a birdhouse.
I'm wanting
these
to.
These are going to be all day, man.
I guess our best bet would probably be to drink a little and try to eavesdrop if we could.
Yeah. See if there's anything that
just listen. Why?
We're not gonna sit too far away from everybody.
Yeah,
we're
I guess it's not really eavesdropping, so to say, since it is a bar. But I mean, if some people are trying to be hush hush, then I guess it would be.
The beer is very sweet. It tastes like mulberry.
Delicious.
Sounds
pretty good. I just think of the Bruges. For those of you who haven't visited Indianapolis, you should.
Oh, I thought you meant in Bruges, like the movie.
No, the Bruges. Here in Indianapolis, they have a poison flower, something, some sort of sweet fruit.
Cool.
Never beer that's delicious. It's my favorite.
Give me whatever we're using a spot hidden. Was it an intellect roll?
Mm-hmm.
To kind of look around the place.
All of us?
Sure.
Yeehaw.
I got a 4. I'm not paying attention to anything. I don't feel good.
The beer's really good. You feel a little down?
A 5.
8.
17.
Oh, boy.
How is Jimmy the one paying attention?
I am fascinated by this place.
It's that espresso thing you had earlier. So Jimmy is the only one apparently looking around while the rest of you are sipping your brews.
Guys, this place is so funky.
Jimmy, you notice that at the bar, you see the bartender serving drinks, maybe cleaning the glass. Off to the right of that, you see what appears to be a slightly larger, and by larger, I mean perhaps more muscular-looking crow, wearing like a fedora, just standing there looking around.
Hey,
And you realize, too, that because you rolled a 17, that's it's not a minor effect, but it's, you know, it's within the top
almost
four.
There.
You realize that you've seen a lot of those guys kind of standing around and walking around out in the market.
With fedoras. Muscle crows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mafia bird.
Hey, guys, I don't know about you, but I think that hat's pretty popular over there.
It's mafia bird.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Oh, all right.
They're probably
should we talk
it's
to
the
that
muscle
guy?
Muscle crows. They're called muscle crows.
Muscle crows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I assume
they have a different name. But you don't know what it is.
Yeah, but that's what they were called. That's what you told us they were called last time. Mm-hmm. Muscle crows.
Yes. Protection. Well, we know there's muscles.
They are the protection group. That's what you said. I have it written down.
Then I told you the wrong name.
That's fine. But maybe that's what Hurtfield called them.
Perhaps.
But they were called...
I believe it. And you see those muscles? That's a big bird.
He's almost. They would be called Krogoons.
Krogoons. I love this place.
Please, somebody make a D&D of just this crow place because that would be amazing.
This is pretty cool. All right. Is there anything else that looks special?
Nice little bar.
That's pretty nice. Is there lights? Is that candles? Or is there like.
It's pretty much same as what's outside.
There's no chatter we hear anywhere in the background that speaks our interest or
not really.
Peaks our interest.
So what are the
beaks our interest?
There's so many
bird
here.
Puns.
We'll be here all week.
You're really proud of that one, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm proud of that one for you, man.
I guess that's all. He looks pretty important. Do you want to go talk to him since you can pretend to be? I
don't know. It looks like you could probably size him up.
Oh, man. He's big.
Why don't one of you go flirt with him? As TV says, just kind of like half drunk, half drained.
He's special. You can warm him up.
We're going to go hit on him? That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
All right, I'll go.
You got it.
I'll go over there. I'll completely down my drink before I do this, just for that extra courage.
Sure.
I'll just put down my cup and I'll get up and start walking over there.
Get him, big boy.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a slow walk over there. It's not gonna be a complete
sultry walk.
Yeah.
See
if he actually looks
like
over.
Crow shoulders with like a strut.
Oh man, this is gonna be horrible.
His feathers all ruffle up.
Is he like completely looking the other way? Is he like just chilling?
He
at
seems
the bar?
To be like arms crossed, just looking around back and forth around the bar.
He's
like,
not
watching
like,
patrons.
He's not like guarding a door or anything.
No, he's guarding. If he was guarding anything, he's guarding the way behind the bar.
Oh, that's what he looks like. Oh man,
he's standing in front of where you would walk through to get behind the bar.
Oh. Oh, okay. So he easily sees me walking forward. Oh,
absolutely. He notices you walking forward. He kind of stands up a little straighter, gets a little taller.
Wow. All right. You're a big boy, aren't you?
Can I help you?
I kind of hope that you can help me. I'm kind of new to town. You look like a kind of guy that can show a new guy around, a new face around here, a good time.
I really wish everybody could see Derek right now because it's amazing. You're like all like proper and like puffed out.
I'm trying.
Like, that's good. Sorry.
He says, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Let me take your hand.
Ooh, I see this trick.
Don't do it.
All right. I'll
he grabs you by what would be your wrist and takes one of your feathers and just pushes it backwards so that it hurts so much that you are on your knees.
Oh,
he says,
man.
Get the fuck out of this bar.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be friendly. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All right.
All right. You have a great day. You look awesome. I'm just gonna get out of the effing bar. All right. I look over at you guys holding my hand.
You don't take any damage, but definitely he hyperextended your finger, for lack of a better
term.
Your
feather.
Nope.
I mean, they're like fingers. They're just in feather form.
Yeah, I just kind of give them.
Okay,
his
all I keep
feather.
Thinking is the crows in Dumbo, which is just horrible.
I know.
Like that's what I keep thinking. Like, because they have like hands with their little feathers.
They kind of did.
All right, so I'm just gonna gesture outside, just like be outside.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let Jimmy leave first before I follow.
Yeah, like give him like 3 or 4 minutes before anybody
don't
want to
be associated
leaves,
with
like,
him right now.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he saw us all sitting at the same table, but
doesn't mean nothing. We could just be sitting at, you know.
We could have just been the nice crows that bought him a drink.
Yeah. You guys didn't want to break my finger. You just gave me a drink.
Now, hold on. I have a question. Mm. So these crows are wearing clothes, correct?
Yeah, everyone.
Because mine says that I'm wearing a leather jacket and fancy clothes.
Sure.
Okay.
So everybody seems to be wearing something.
Okay, well,
you can tell that some of it
sure.
is like not of this recursion.
I just wanted to make sure, sure that, like, you know, it wasn't like I was wearing clothes and nobody else was.
Well, you know, that one guy was at least wearing a hat.
Right. That's why I was wondering if they were wearing like clothes. Like I have an envision that this muscle crow is wearing suspenders and like a bow tie with his fedora.
Probably is.
Hmm.
With his sleeves like rolled up.
Yep.
Kay. I totally thought that bouncer was going to take money from you.
I did too. I thought he was going to take all of his might, but
I was hoping
not.
He would just give me money. I was going to have coins in my hand.
Man, you're very hopeful there.
Yeah, that was pretty optimistic.
What could go wrong?
Okay.
All right, and then after a few minutes, I guess I'll proceed outside the bar.
Okay.
Hey, Otto, I don't think shaking hands just produces money like I thought.
Yeah.
That was painful.
He was not having none of your shit.
No, but while my finger was about to break, I did notice that he was guarding something that looked like a door that looked special. So I don't know if there's a back entry to that place or a window.
I guess we can go outside to join these buffoons.
Yeah.
The buffoon and the dude. I'm trying so we'll to get up and we'll go outside.
All right. You guys are outside the bar.
As we walk out, I'm going to nod at the muscle guy and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. He just watches you as you walk out.
Hey, I'm a pretty crow. Remember that picture I showed y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty.
He just doesn't seem to care.
That's fine.
That's
I'm
why
pretty.
I try to woo him too. See if he swung with for the other team. I don't know. Did not happen. That or not his type. I told you, Sebastian, you should have gone. But this is what happens to me.
Ugh. So right. You said he was guarding something?
It looked like there was a door behind him. That he looked pretty stern that he wasn't going to move from that spot.
Well, he's got a job to do.
He's pretty good at it, too. It's flexing my hand.
It hurts.
So tender.
Can I, like... check his hand out, make sure he's okay.
Yeah, it's not broken or anything. Right. He just hyperextended it.
Be like, you'll be fine.
Just rub some dirt on it.
No, just leave it alone.
Oh, okay.
Stop playing with it.
To be fair, you didn't fight back, so you don't know how tough he actually is. He just got you by surprise.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you're a muscular guy anyway, right?
I think he lifts a lot harder than I do.
Well, yes, but I just meant like a normal. You were muscular, so you're probably a semi-muscular crow.
I would think so.
I assume you keep kind of your same physique.
Yeah, probably.
Like Jumanji, I just jump into like
nodding
Chris Hart's body,
condoning anything.
Oh,
Kevin
yeah.
Hart.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are like an average size.
So you like no, like you keep like your same kind of physique.
Yeah.
So like he's
yeah.
muscular, so he'll be a muscular
sure.
crow, but not like a super muscular crow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy was about a foot taller than you.
And Derek is pretty tall, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
All
right. That's intimidating.
You are like The Rock standing next to Big Show.
Good analogy.
Man. I wish I was the size of The Rock. Not really. That's a lot of food.
No, that's a lot of muscle, too.
This was like 1998 Rock.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like
all right, all right, all right.
Before you
can't
got
reach
that
the middle of your back big. Like, that's not good. Mm. That's not cute.
Yeah, you really
want
to piss off a muscle, somebody who lifts a lot of weights and put a sticky note in the middle of their back, they can't reach it.
Yeah. Because their muscles keep them from doing it.
Will they even feel it?
Right?
All right. Where are you guys going?
Yeah, so we're in the marketplace.
Yeah, and as you look around, you definitely see more pretty large people or pretty large crows. All right,
so Steve is going to look around for more muscle guys who maybe aren't standing at attention, maybe not doing, like...
I mean, you see them walking around, and they seem to be shifting from side to side as if they're just keeping an eye on stuff.
Just didn't know if there was any of them that, like, looked like they were, but maybe not on duty at the moment.
Give me a search roll, whatever you want to call it.
An int roll?
Yeah.
No.
Nope, you don't see any.
It was a 2. I don't like this dice.
But I rolled a 20 before. All right. Can I? Is this bar like a an establishment that's by itself, or is it part of like?
No, it's kind of like on a strip. They're not all like built right next to each other, but you know, spaced out well enough. All right.
Is there a way to get around this building? I would assume, but it's like walking down.
It's built on a tree.
Hmm.
So kind of got to go around a branch to see if A, it has a backside, and B, if it doesn't, does it go down into the tree?
It's the perfect time to see if we can fly, right? No.
Don't fly. You have a clipped wing at the moment.
That's true. all right. So I look. Do we want to look? Just go around to see.
Yeah, like just start walking, like you're observing the things and see if there's a backside to the building.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna try to do.
I mean, you can get back there. It doesn't seem to be much of an entry back there.
So it's probably either going down or up into the tree.
Boo.
Boo.
All right.
Well, I guess we could always just walk around the marketplace, see if something happens there, mm-hmm. see if there's anything that piques our interest.
See if we can't cause some more chaos.
Feel some vibes.
Maybe get some spiral dust.
All right.
Although I am full up on ciphers right now, so if they do
I
have
am
some,
too.
I can't buy any anyways.
You can always replace them, though.
I'll
just ditch the crown.
I don't know if it's worth my mind or not.
Yeah.
It depends on what you find. There's some cool stuff in here.
I'm sure there is. So I feel like my 2 ciphers are somewhat useful right now. Or will be, depending what happens. Yeah, so I guess we're just going to walk around the marketplace and just browse, and again, I'm just trying to get wind of something, anything.
Okay. Roll me a search roll. So I'm just going to keep calling it that.
13.
Better than me.
All right.
It's better.
So it may take you a while, but as you're walking around, you notice like there's definitely people in alleyways, you know, chit-chatting back and forth secretly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you walk around long enough and you can tell people are passing things around that appear to be something that's not money or ciphers.
I can't tell if it's spiral dust.
I mean, unless you're right up on it, you wouldn't know.
I'm going to go right up on it. No, I won't. But these are like in the main market areas, right?
I mean, sometimes... Roll me a die.
Just a die. 20.
Nice.
I am on fire right now.
So you have caught a couple of times people... I keep calling them people. Crows walking by each other, and you may see like... As they cross, a hand slip out and kind of touch the other hand, and you with your 20 have noticed that one hand has glitter in it that appears to be money, the other has a vial in it that appears to be something else.
Guys, this trick is happening everywhere. I have no idea if you guys are seeing this or not, but holy cow.
I am seeing some shady stuff go on, yes.
Well, there's some trade-offs, and it's cool because it just happens out of nowhere. It's like magic. They're just touching fingertips, and things are happening.
Well, it is based off magic and mad science, so...
I
don't know if the trick is worth doing, though.
No?
No.
Does it hurt?
I feel very drained.
Not super drained, just a little drained.
Well, that would be, 1/3.
All right, so these exchanges,
So I'm drained.
Yep. These exchanges that we're seeing going on in the back alleys and stuff, they're probably spiral dust. Wouldn't you say? I mean, you got a better look at it.
I saw a vial. I have no idea if that's actually full of stuff. It could be full of worms, just like you guys were saying. But we can.
I really don't want to have to approach one of these guys. I'd much rather you not approach anybody else for information.
Just my finger. Just a finger.
Yeah, until you gave us away.
That's true.
Luckily, that bouncer probably just thought you were some moron. Luckily, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But yeah, so I mean, what do you guys think? Should we send one of us to approach, besides Jimmy, to approach one of these guys and try to get what they have off of them, or preferably
who's got the highest
might? Me.
I'm currently at a 16.
I'm 18.
I'm at a 13.
18 with an edge of 3.
I think Otto should probably do it just because it hurts.
Okay.
Otto and Sebastian, you guys can go. I'll babysit.
I feel like I want to go punch that guy back there. All right.
You sure you want to do that?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see how well this plan goes. How's your finger? Let's see how plan. It's going back. It's coming back. All right, you guys go. I'll wait here. Sigh.
All right, Jimmy, so what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to wait until I'm going to try to find an exchange. And after I see the exchange, I want to see what happens. Does the guy selling whatever it is stay there? Does he continue walking? Like, what does he do? Because I don't want to act like I'm following him. So if he stays there, I'm going to wait a few minutes and walk in there and start talking to him.
Yeah, like the guy that you saw seems to be standing there, you know, counting some coin, putting it in a pit satchel.
Okay. Is he by himself right now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to approach him.
Okay. He gives you one of those nods where you throw your head backwards.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything.
I go up to him and I said, well, I'm looking for some stuff.
It's 12 cc a hit.
Crow coin. That's what that is.
Yes, I know. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of hit points.
I say,
there's a lot. Yeah.
You got your stem pack, right?
I say,
that's
Medicare. No, I do not have it.
Oh,
that's not me. Say, that's pretty steep. Price has gone up recently.
It's inflation.
Man, is there a short supply or what? Like,
it's always short supply.
Man, but 12 cc, that's...
You want the shit or not?
I don't know, man. That's... You sure you can't do any lower than that?
He just stares at you.
Man, I'm just hard up right now. Is there any way that I can do something to earn more of this, or is there a way to do you a favor to get some, or a favor?
You want to do me a favor?
Sure, yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Lucas is just excited he gets to use his mobster voice.
is he wearing anything that makes him look
distinctly mobbish,
gangstery,
yeah.
Or
yeah, for sure.
He's wearing a pinstripe suit.
Does he have a fedora as well?
He's not wearing it.
Okay.
It seems to be hanging on what looks like it's hanging on the wall, like probably on a nail.
Oh.
I put on an act. I kind of look disappointed and kind of just stumble away. As if I'm disappointed, but I'm really not because, I mean, I am, but I'm not disappointed because I didn't get the drugs. Oh.
Jimmy and I are just like browsing the shops.
My plan wasn't to buy it from him anyways, but
you're browsing shops.
Well, we're just kind of like standing around at the bazaar, just looking around. Right.
You're not
browsing.
Specifically shopping, right?
Not like we're not probably going to buy anything, but we're looking at things.
Yep.
Okay, looking around the shops.
I mean, I was following him. I guess I just kind of saw that interaction go down. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
For that.
That is a lot of health.
All right, yeah. I'll be back up with the group then, eventually.
Assuming you guys aren't doing any actual shopping.
Wait, how do we get our health back? I don't
remember. You can do recovery rolls.
Right here we got one action, then 10 minutes, then 1 hour, then 10 hours.
Yeah, okay. Can I get some back?
You can do a recovery roll, yeah.
1d6.
1d6.
Unless you have a plus two.
Have a plus one.
There you go.
Nice. Cool. D6 plus 1. Plus one extra recovery.
Hey, yeah, rolling high on that. D6.
Back to full.
Yeah.
You feel better. So the next time you roll, you have to go down to the next tier of recovery roll. You can't do the 10 minute again. It takes longer and longer each time you do it for the day.
I thought that was my one action.
I think the action is like in combat. I would say.
It's daily. So your next recovery roll goes down to that next tier, and then it gets longer. And
yeah, but the recovery rolls is one action, 10 minutes, 1 hour, ten hours.
So the next time she does it, it'll take an hour.
Yeah, but there's one action.
Yeah.
So I assume like in combat, if you needed to, you could use an action to. Yeah.
Yes.
But that's only.
But
one.
If you were to get in combat now, it would take you an hour to recover. You can't. You
but
won't
that
get
doesn't,
your.
Here, this is what we're talking about. It says one action,
and it has like a
10 minutes. 1 hour and 10 hours.
That's why.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
sorry. Your next one will be 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. See that. That's
sorry.
The,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's why I was.
I thought
like,
you were saying.
Second.
I thought you were saying it takes one action to do 10 minutes.
No, like it's one action, then 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
Then 1 hour.
Gotcha.
Then
gotcha.
10 hours.
Sorry. I thought. Yeah. I got that mixed up.
Okay. So I guess I'll regroup with them. Be like.
Did you get it?
You wanted 12 cc.
Don't
for
do
one
it.
Hit. And I mean, my goal wasn't to buy any anyways. I was hoping to try to get some information or something out of him. And
did you talk about anything?
Roll me a die, Sebastian.
He basically told me to. I asked him if I could do a favor, and he said, "Yeah, get the f*** out of here." So that's what I did.
Good.
That's an easy favor.
I wasn't going to get my finger broken.
What'd you get?
A one.
Okay.
So. Well, we found one dealer.
Well, we found more than one.
There's
just,
several dealers.
Yeah.
Out here.
I probably could have found more. That was a nice little one there. Get that out of the way.
I'm kind of stumped.
Do we just play it straightforward? Like asking people for spiral dust?
I mean, I just did that.
That's never ended well for us.
He almost got some.
I just did that. I mean, the thing is, getting the spiral dust is what we need. Like,
we need to get to her.
We need to get to the source. We need to figure out where it's coming from or who it's coming from or, because the thing is like, if I wanted to buy that spiral dust, I could have bought it.
We needed to find out.
There was no benefit in the buying it.
Who their supplier is. And what I mean by that is like, you know how, like, all drug operations, you have to buy supplies?
Yeah.
We need to find out where the supplies are coming from, so then that way we can pretend like we have supplies and get in. Or something along those lines, because this whole going up and asking for stuff, yeah, we can get it, but it's not getting us any closer.
So, is there any vendors that seem pretty like normal or
like good? Aladdin shady?
Or no, I actually want a something that looks a little bit more real, like a kind of like a mom and pop kind of looking thing. Like
yeah,
that I can imagine.
Absolutely.
I want to go over there. I'm gonna go up to the person.
It's Bryce's Bits and Bobbles.
Bryce's Bits and Bobbles.
Bryce with an I or a Y?
A Y.
Yes, I wrote it right. Bits and Bobbles. All right. All right, so Bryce, dude or chick?
It's a guy.
Okay. Just one person in there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a very large little booth.
All right, I want to start looking around. What kind of stuff does he have in there?
Bits and Bobbles.
Oh, Roll me a d20.
Oh, wait. That would have been bad. I've been rolling hot on this one. 17. Wow.
It's loaded.
You're right there.
You see something that looks like a pill, No, sorry. Wouldn't look like a pill. I don't have my cipher chest.
Dang, that was quick. I was just going to buy him. I was going to buy some, just something random.
I don't know if you want to.
Well,
it hurts.
Let's see if this will work.
It drains you, man.
I'm going to do some small talk with this vendor. I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah, me too.
Find somebody who's scared of them.
Yeah.
Somebody who's willing to talk.
Physics here are different.
That's my strategy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You find something that looks like a thin piece of bone, almost like a wand.
Ooh.
You know, that makes sense, and they probably have to pay some kind of protection fee.
Uh-huh. But it resonates a little bit. You can tell it's a cipher.
Hey, sir. Oh, how much is this stick?
10 cc. Gives you good speed.
10 cc for a stick?
Or it gives you good speed. Roll me another d20.
No, use your special one. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I've cursed it. 12. Going down.
That's okay. You see a smartphone. Doesn't appear to work.
Whoa.
Roll it again.
Oh, man. A 20.
You are it today.
That wouldn't be at his booth.
I swear I didn't microwave this.
The 20 is something major, and it's not going to be at his booth.
Cut it in half.
Yeah. Actually, oh, here. This will probably be there. You find a pack of shotgun shells. On each shell, as well as on the box, is a logo that you would normally see depicting uranium.
So a radiation logo?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa, what is this?
Uranium-laced shotgun shells.
Why the fuck would anybody want those?
Yeah, give him a wide-eyed expression. What would you need to kill with these?
It depends on where you go.
Where do you find these at?
People bring things. I buy, I resell.
How much for the shells then?
It's 5 cc per shell. There's a dozen in there.
Well, I'm dead.
That's 60.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what. I'll cut you a deal today. 2 for 1. 5 cc for 2 shells.
Do you know what? I think you got yourself a deal.
He puts his hand out.
All right. I'll shake it.
You suddenly feel a little weaker. Your might pool goes down by 5 points. He hands you 2 shotgun shells with uranium logos on them.
I was going to say, did you have something to trade him?
Radio. What do you call it? Radiation logo. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2 shells with radio.
The danger logos. Don't touch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put up with your cipher. Since
it's the biohazard
cipher
logo that I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Biohazard logo is different than radiation logo. Okay.
All right.
It's like 3 little... It's in here.
By chance, do you want to buy do you want to buy things?
That little logo there.
Yeah, that's radioactive waste logo.
Okay, that's what it looks like. It's a radioactive logo. It's not a cipher. It's just a piece of ammunition.
This is just.
Right. He was just looking to see if he had a cipher that wasn't maybe something that would honestly
this
would
is
be
magic
useful
place, right, too.
That he could trade
magic
him or too. Sell him.
That's fair.
I'm gonna pull out my gold crown and be like, "Hey, do you have any need for this?"
What does it do again?
It is a acid null field.
Hmm.
Like, it's very pretty. It does some cool things.
It's shiny.
I think it could sell well, even if it's useless.
Do you remember what level that was?
That was a 2.
It's a level 2?
Yeah.
Well, I can give you 10 cc for it. If you want to trade it straight up, I can give you 4 shells.
You can give me 10 cc's?
So, yeah, you'd replenish your 5 back.
Oh, I'm gonna see how
why
this
don't
works.
You just be like, give 5 back? Can he give 5 back?
Well, if you were going to do this before he took the money from you, you can say for now he didn't take the coin from you.
Oh.
Because I was curious, like, what happens when you get cc's?
You get coins.
You actually just get coins. You don't get might back.
Oh, okay. All right. I can do tradesies.
So if you want to trade it straight up, he won't take any might from you.
But okay. He'll give.
Yeah. He won't take any coins from you.
Okay.
And he'll give you 4 shells for the crown.
All right. I'll tell him, hey, I'll take just 2. I'm very curious about this place. If you're okay with open information.
It depends on the information.
Well, I'm kind of new to town. I don't know if you know about that because of my accent and stuff like that. But right.
You sound like you're from the east side of the tree.
A little bit. Like, what's with all these big guys with fedoras?
Ah.
They're very handsy, it seems like.
As he holds up his little limp.
he kind of looks side to side to make sure no one's around. And most of them work for the Don Wyclef.
Don Wyclef. I think I've heard stories about him.
He kind of, runs the place.
Is he the mayor?
In a way.
So these are just his goons?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
He's done a pretty good job of keeping down the Coronados, so.
Yeah, and I feel like this place is a bizarre, it's very bizarre, but at the same time, like, there's a lot of other shady merchants walking by, if you know what I mean. I'm seeing some vials. Do you know what's in those vials?
No, not at all.
Not at all? That was pretty quick.
Roll a die.
Okay, gold, where are you?
You are, I assume, trying to read what he is saying.
Let's see. I'm not very good at reading beak, but 16.
He is lying.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's in those vials.
Oh, come on. I thought we were friends. I thought we'd tell each other, like, we were helping each other out. I gave you somewhat of a better deal.
You'd be like, I'll give you back
just what's in the vials? Is it spiral dust?
Everything gets a little bit quiet around you.
Ooh.
As people kind of continue to walk.
Stop talking.
He kind of looks around to make sure none of the goons are around.
You can just give me a nod.
He kind of nods and says, will you leave now?
Yes, I can. All right. Thank you so much. Your shop's pretty cool. Keep it up.
Sure.
Rooting for you.
He puts the crown like back behind the counter.
All right. I guess I'll get back with the team and be like, yeah, it's spiral dust. They're dealing.
Did you tell us everything that he said?
I got some cool shells. I'm going to tell them everything. I didn't really get that much information, but
you got another name of another family and you completely glazed over it.
Did I?
Sure did.
I'm so stupid.
So please tell me you said everything that
I said.
Told you.
Everything that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you catch that?
I did, and I wrote it down, and I really wanted
really?
To metagame and
Don
show it to you. But like,
well, it was Don Wyclef. We already know he's...
And he did a great job at keeping down the blanks. Started with a C. It was totally Italian.
Give me a luck roll. Oh,
man.
High, you remember. Low, you didn't catch
it. Oh, you better
Are you
do
serious?
Good on that die.
Where's that die at? That's right there. Man, I'm pretty good at this too. Not really, actually. 10, right in the middle.
Doesn't quite remember what it is.
So he said keeping down the something or
another. Yeah,
sure. Yep, sure did.
Who's the something or another?
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.